and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on the corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 20th day of June 2005 for the next 2 hours. Out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, my guest today is Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. And some of this stuff behind this man's name, I don't even know what it is. Maybe he can explain it for us. He was born in St. Gallen, Switzerland in 1938. He's a dual national, fluent in German and English. He has written several books, Veil the Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future, the 2016, The Last Independence Day, Our Political System. His education, he's probably spent more time in school than I did not spend time in school. All kinds of awards, holder of 20 different patents. I mean, if this man has anything to add to his bio, I don't know if we'll have enough time in a two-hour program to do it. Needless to say, the point being that he is more than a well-rounded individual, writes books on history, and an amazing guy. I heard him on another talk show host show. I think it was Frank Whalen's show, as a matter of fact. And I was just kind of blown away by his just even, steady-hand approach, the depth of knowledge. And it's not very often that this guy gets impressed, because I've been around the block a few times, folks, and I've heard a number of people. And I know that you're going to enjoy these next 2 hours. So dial it up, sit back, don't be running around chasing the kids or cooking dinner. If you are, turn up the radio. You're going to want to hear this. You can also get archiving. Now, if you've got to run out and got to go pick up the kids from school or whatever the case may be, well, our programs are always archived on our archive page. That's rbnlive.com. Go to the archives. We archive all of our talk show hosts. Streaming available, 32-bit streaming, 16. If you bandwidth challenge people up there with those slow dial-ups, we apologize, but hey, maybe that's the only thing you can get in your neck of the woods. You can listen to it in many different ways: satellite, internet, shortwave, AM and FM radio. We're getting everywhere, folks. We are getting everywhere. And I'm getting more and more letters from overseas. Thanks to the pilot that flies transcontinental. When he's not here in the States, he's always listening via computer. Thank you for that. But the listenership, ladies and gentlemen, has not only really just exploded here in the U.S., our international friends are also starting to listen, because they realize something. A lot of the very same problems they're having in our country, well, are being shared by the people here in this country. Oh, you don't say. So we'll take the break here, come back on the other side with Dr. Adrian Krieg. Very glad to have him on the air today. We're going to hold off on the phone calls because he has a lot of information. We will have the time to take some phone calls with this man, and we will do so at the proper time. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. As stated, I have Dr. Adrian Krieg with us, author of several books. You were online, Doctor. Is there anything about your bio that I might have left out that you would consider important? It's so lengthy, I didn't know where to...
I'm sorry. I'm having a real tough time talking because my head swelled up so much when you introduced me that I can't hardly move.
Try a pen, Doctor. It'll relieve the pressure. No,
deflated. There you go.
I'd heard you on Frank Whalen's program that does a show on this network. And I was impressed just by not only the delivery style. I mean, you're a smooth individual, but as I start getting into your background and the amount of things that you have written about and that you talk about, that you understand, that you lecture about, and it's very rare that you have the proper combination of things. I know people are as brainy can be, but they're not able to, in public, put two words together and or make a sentence. So,
well, I very much suspect that's because I've been self-employed for my entire life. I outside of college, where I worked to, you know, pay tuition and all that, and the military, where I spent over 2 years, I've always been self-employed. And the problem with people like me is that we tend to be opinionated and very difficult to deal with. But there you are, you know, you get what you paid for.
No, I find that most of the people that are of that nature are free thinkers, independent thinkers, and have the ability to critically analyze things because they're not in the matrix and they're not bound by their own preconceptions. They look at something, pick it up, examine it from all sides, and have an understanding of what they're dealing with. And it takes a critical mind and a critical look, especially, I'm sure you'll agree with this, especially with today's events.
Well, yes, you're quite right, of course. And today's events are, to say the least, distressing. When we see what's going on, you know, particularly within our federal government, I don't understand how anybody cannot be distressed. Today I got a card in the mail. It's just, you know, this is a crazy society we live in. And I got a thing in the mail, and it's to send a card to a soldier, you know, in Iraq, and it tells him that we're you know, very pleased with him, and that he's doing his patriotic duty, and blah blah blah, and you know all this, and what a wonderful war it is, and how good. And I crossed it all out, and I wrote on it, "We're doing everything in our power to bring you home and send it to him."
Well, maybe we can get some of our magnetic ribbons over. We took the ribbon that said "Support our troops," that yellow ribbon.
Right, and said "Support our troops, bring them home."
Well,
I heard that ad.
Yeah, we say just bring them home, and we invert it kind of like the distress signal for the American flag when you see that upside down. Yeah, we designed it as that it's upside down and has bring them home. I'd like to see that on military vehicles rolling around Iraq because you know what? These guys are losing the flavor for this police action over there. This is a situation our military should have never been put in. And there's been recent developments, Doctor. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the Democrats, which the news media is staying away from like scalded dogs, that they have 222 signatories right now to start impeachment proceedings against the ascended king in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, the problem is, and I saw this in the last impeachment trial of Clinton. In 1913, they made a basic change in the Constitution, and that change was to, well, let's say, beyond the Federal Reserve System, which was the worst one. But what they did is they changed the way in which senators are elected. And prior to 1913, all senators were elected by the state legislatures in the state in which they reside. In other words, what happened is everybody voted for their congressman, and the congressman represented a congressional district, I think, was 34,000 or 35,000 or so people for each, you know, congressman. And the Senate, the state legislature, voted on two guys to send to the Senate. Now, that basically insulated senators from direct interference in their actions. In other words, since they didn't have to go to the electorate to get elected, but the state legislatures, they were to some extent insulated from pressure groups. When that was changed and senators became popularly elected, they became directly influenced by the norms of the popular society. And in what we live now, no longer a republic, but a democracy, the majority simply rules on every issue. As a consequence, I believe that impeachment is virtually impossible because there'll always be, you know, they need two-thirds of the Senate to impeach. Okay, they can impeach in the House, which is what happened with Clinton, but they need two-thirds of the Senate to concur with that, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, these 100 guys, I mean, you have to ask yourself who these people are, and you're exactly right. I've talked about that. Not a lot of people remember history past, but they used to send the senators over from the states to Washington, D.C. as ambassadors representing their own state. This is the way this used to be treated.
Exactly.
And now we have Gucci-shoed, $2,000 suited up briefcase carrying people walking into their office, peddling influence and whatever else. And whatever they can't get 51% of the people convinced of, they just make up their own rules and go ahead and do it. It is a very dangerous thing because that was one of the checks and balances in the legislature.
Well, of course. And you know, what I find so distressing today is the very obvious fact that not only don't we have a republic any longer, not even a democracy, we have judicial tyrants that run around making laws. You know, Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, they're not supposed to do that. It's very clear. It says all legislative action is reserved, you know, to the legislature. They're the only ones who are supposed to make laws. But we have the executive branch through executive orders making laws, and we have the judicial branch through presidents making laws. And on top of that, we have Supreme Court justices that find all sorts of weird things in the Constitution. You know, when you just think of – and I want people to understand, we're not speaking here of the basic issues. What we're speaking of is this – matter relative to the Constitution. What about school busing? Well, they didn't even have public schools when the Constitution was written. There certainly weren't any buses. There weren't any automobiles. What about pornography? Do we really honestly, can we say that Franklin and Jefferson and Jay and all these men wanted pornography as a protected right under the First Amendment? Of course not. So these guys are inventing laws as they go along, and this is destroying the fabric of the country.
Well, and you're exactly right, because, I mean, the Supreme Court deals with a highly charged political issue sometimes, and for the life of me, Doctor, I don't know where politics enters into constitutional issues. I mean, I watch the Senate, I watch Congress, I watch the federal, I watch the states, and there should be a prerequisite from any bill ever being considered to bring it through committee, to bring it up on the floor for a vote, whatever the case may be. It used to have to pass a constitutional litmus test. Now it's whatever they can propose. If it's not shouted down by their own compadres, then let's see if we can get it out there. And even if people's sentiment, I'll give you a classic example. They always come up with the House joint resolutions or the sentiment of the Congress or whatever the case may be. Well, what about the sentiment and the feelings and the wishes of the American public? I watch NAFTA. I mean, literally, 90% of the phone calls, emails, letters that were sent to congressmen and senators, it was 9-1 against NAFTA because we knew this was a sovereign busting deal.
And I'm on the phone.
He's on the phone. No, you're actually on the radio. But at any rate, you know, we watched this thing go by, and even because the public sensed there was something wrong with this, and as they looked at this, they knew they didn't even like what they knew about. And it wasn't really fully disclosed to the American public, but it was still 9-1 against it. But our wonderful critters up in Congress decided to do this anyhow. So it's when they got off of that constitutional track, threw that out the window. You know, as I look at my country, and I've said this before on air, I don't see where the government's supposed to be involved in retirement benefits or health care benefits or money giveaways to foreign countries for AIDS or whatever the case may be. We're in serious trouble here. Serious trouble.
You know, NAFTA is really a good case in point. Most people don't realize that NAFTA is illegal. And the reason it's illegal is very simple. In order for a treaty, and NAFTA is a treaty, it's called an agreement, we'll get into that in a minute, but in order for a treaty to be legal in this country, it must be ratified by the states, or let's say a majority of the states, 2/3 of them. NAFTA was never ratified.
They didn't even read what was in the...
You're exactly right. They didn't publish it until 6 months later.
After they'd already passed it. Okay, we'll take the break here. Come back on the other side. Maybe you can catch that door there that somebody's banging on. www.kriegbooks.com. That's K-R-I-E-G, books.com. My guest today, Dr. A.H. Krieg. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Extended break there. The secretary was out of the office and I had to grab a phone call. We're always working here, folks. My guest today, Dr. Adrian Krieg, author of Veil, the Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future, Our Political System, 2016, the last Independence Day. But, doctor, and if I may, can I call you Adrian?
That's much better.
Okay, good. Now, before the break, you wanted to bring up a line of thought. If you remember,
yes.
Go ahead.
It's really quite simple. The very first thing in the U.S. Constitution is Article 1, Section 1. And what it says is, all legislative power herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Now, to me, that's pretty darn clear. You can't make it any clearer than that. The word executive order does not appear in the Constitution. It does not appear in the Bill of Rights. It doesn't appear in the Declaration of Independence. And believe it or not, it doesn't even appear in the Federalist Papers. It doesn't appear anywhere. It's a figment of the imagination of our first president, George Washington. And it was used until FDR for requisitioning hardware, inks, pen, and you know, office equipment for executive branch of government. FDR started to make laws using EOs. And the Congress didn't have the courage to do anything about it. And they have never since. Now,
when he was in office, I'd heard several figures thrown around, but I heard that he had created, and we have the 22nd Amendment that Mr. Sensenbrenner is backing here, a Republican that wants to do away with the term limits for president. But Franklin Delano really was a card-carrying communist kind of guy, Roosevelt.
No question about that.
You know, I think he penned 1,100 executive orders himself.
Yes. It's he was in my estimation an evil man. You know, he got us into the Second World War for no reason whatsoever. He caused the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor. He knew 10 days in advance, absolutely, without equivocation, I can say he knew 10 days in advance of the impending attack. He did nothing, and in fact, he did everything in his power to withhold that information from the military commanders in the Pacific. So he was a bad person. But to continue on with this EO thing, it became very interesting because the American steelworkers brought a lawsuit in the Birmingham federal court saying that NAFTA was illegal because it was passed by an EO. The appellate court said, no, it's okay, he can do that. They brought it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, well, you see, he can't really do that, but we're not going to rule on it. It's a legislative matter. And then we come back again to 1913 and the enactment of the change of the way senators are elected. And, of course, with this, in any kind of impeachment action or in an action relating to this, the House of Representatives brings the action, and the Senate is the jury. And if you have a stacked jury before you even start, there's no point in even starting. The jury is so stacked that they refuse to do anything about it. They haven't got the courage. The presidency is such a king-making operation that if a president, a sitting president, wants a senator not to be reelected, he can, unless he's a really powerful senator, he can pretty darn near sure keep him from being reelected. So, you see, this is the situation that we had in the initiation of NAFTA. And then if we want to continue on with the same, a process, what did NAFTA get us? We went from a $5.7 billion trade surplus with Mexico to a $50 billion deficit in 9 3/4 years, which is about where we're at now. We lost this is interesting. I have the entire NAFTA accord. And it's massive. I mean, it's over 1,000 pages, and it's two books. The pages aren't consecutively numbered. They have really goofy numbers like J784 and things like that all through the whole thing. So you can't, it's even difficult to read because it's so disjointed and mixed together that's hard to even figure out what's going on in it.
All right, hold that thought. We'll pick up with the NAFTA right after this break. We have a long segment. And we'll open up the phone lines at the end of this hour for questions. The second hour of the National Intel Report, we'll do that. We'll do all of that right after all of this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Dr. Adrian Krieg writes for a lot of the publications, ladies and gentlemen, that we're familiar with, American Free Press, the Oregon Observer, he's a contributing writer to many different publications and people. And before the break here, we've got about a 20-minute segment now. Before the break, Dr. Krieg, we were talking about NAFTA. And if you would, continue your thoughts on that.
Well, I think people should understand what NAFTA is supposed to be and what it really is. Okay? And I'm in less than one paragraph, I'm going to tell you what NAFTA is, or it's supposed to be, what it was claimed it was. It was claimed that it would reduce the duties and tariffs between the United States, Canada, and Mexico to zero in a period of 10 years at 10% a year on every existing duty and tariff. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Why do you need over 1,000 pages, two books, one, the first one 1.25 inch thick and the second one 1.125 inch thick, that are 8.5 by 11 in size? Why do you need that much documentation to do that? And, of course, very obviously, NAFTA is a great deal more than a trade agreement. It contains within it all kinds of diabolical things, and but one of the things that's good in the agreement was that the United States Department of Commerce must report to the people of the United States once a year what the effect has been of NAFTA to that time. In 1996, the Department of Commerce produced a report. And a report said that we had by that time lost 2,500 manufacturing plants to Mexico and 3.4 million blue-collar manufacturing jobs. Now, what people have to understand is manufacturing jobs on average pay 40% higher wage than service sector jobs. Okay, so now we've lost all these jobs to Mexico. And the administration, Clinton administration, looks at this document. They said, stop the presses, rounded up all the reports that they could that had been sent out, and shredded them, the whole lot. Since 1996, not one single Department of Commerce report has been publicized on the effects of NAFTA. And why? If they were, the people would be screaming their heads off to get rid of it. You know, and we can go on. You know, this is how government is run. And I think people must understand that this is certainly, as you had said, John, in the beginning, this is not a national issue. It's an international issue. This is happening in every country in the world. I'm from Switzerland, so I have very close ties and many friends in Switzerland, and we correspond and we speak to each other on the phone. My wife is English, and so we speak with people in England. The situations in both countries, England is an EU member, Switzerland is not. Switzerland is under enormous pressure by the EU. I mean, it's unbelievable to force them to comply with the EU mandates. The same is true in England. England is very obstinate. They don't want any part of the Napoleonic Code, which is being rammed down their throat, which is the system of laws in Europe where you don't have jury trials, but where judges reach decision regarding to innocence and guilt. So the actions are international, and there is a guiding hand behind them because the actions are identical everywhere. And the basic action is the change of societies, which are republics, democracies, the type of government that they have in Canada or England, which is a constitutional monarchy. In all of these countries, there is a change underfoot. And the change is very insidious, and it's very slow, but it's happening much more quickly in Europe. And what's happened is this. People normally in our country, and this is the best way for people here to identify it, go to the polls and they vote for a congressman, and they vote for a senator, and they vote for a president. And those people who are elected are supposed to represent the electorate's basic opinions and wants. They are the direct representative of the people of their districts. Now, it's very interesting because it is clearly demonstrated in what happened in France and Holland. France and Holland both have internal constitutional laws which do not allow legislative bodies or the ruling parties to dictate international policy. In other words, if there is going to be a treaty like the EU constitution, it has to be put before all the people to vote.
In Germany, this is not the case. So you see what happened in Germany. In Germany, it passed. In France, it failed. In every country where the people have a right of referendum, they throw that out. They don't vote for it. So we see what's happening here. In Brussels, all of the people who work in Brussels, which is where the EU is headquartered, are not elected by anybody. They're all political hacks that were appointed by legislative bodies in the countries from which they came. This is what NAFTA is about. NAFTA is the beginning of the creation of FTAA, which is the intended plan to create a trade zone, as it were, or a amalgamation, if we could put it another way, of all the states of North and South America and the Caribbean basin, with the exception of Cuba and the inclusion of Singapore. Now, if you recall, under the Clinton administration, they really tried to get fast-track for FTAA. And, I mean, the people were they were over 86% opposed to this. So the congressmen were afraid to vote for it, and it never happened. We see it still, as in the initial phases of the enactment of NAFTA, that the majority of the people are really opposed to this agreement. They've lost jobs. I mean, I can go state by state. South Carolina, 70,000 jobs lost. Florida, over 45,000 jobs lost. And we can go through every and the fools in Washington keep telling us, oh, no, we're creating more jobs and, you know, things are great. And,
yeah, until the point, Adrian, that we had in no time in U.S. history did we ever have a jobless recovery. This was this was a term that they used for the little upturn that we had in the economy. And they said, oh, it's a jobless recovery, but we're pulling out of this.
Well, of course, you know, one of the things people have to understand is that every statistic issued by government is a lie. And I'm talking about every statistic. It doesn't make any difference. If it comes out of Washington, it's a lie. And I can say that, and I will debate anybody from any government agency or from any elected office on that issue. And I can prove it's a lie. Look, let's take a very simple issue, the labor report, which reports the number of people that are unemployed. How does the Department of Labor determine how many people are unemployed? I'll tell you how they do it. It's very simple. They count the number of checks that are sent out by the government, state and federal governments, for unemployment. Well, that's not all the people that are unemployed. What about the people that are in hospitals or injured?
What about the people that have exhausted their unemployment benefits and have not found employment?
And there's like 10 classifications. Then they go on further and they say, this gets really ridiculous. They say, well, you know, all of these people who are no longer in the lists, they're actually working in the underground economy. And you see, what we're doing is we're adding 34,000 people a month to this vast number of people that are working in the they're actually employed and are working in the underground economy. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. But that's not all. You know, you can go to the gross national product. You can go to the inflation rates. Every single issue that the government talks about is a lie. How do they determine what the cost of living index is? You know, well, the cost of living index that they've told us that we have an inflation rate of 1.4 to 1.6%. You know, that this has been constant for the last 4 or 5 years. Okay, let's say it was constant for the last 5 years. I defy anyone to name a single product on the entire market that has gone up only 5% in the last 5 years. It's ridiculous. And you know how they do this? One of the things, the first thing they do when they compile the statistics, they remove the cost of housing, They remove the cost of taxation, and they remove fuel costs. And why do they remove those three things? Because those three things have gone up the most. So it's a lie. And you can go through the Federal Reserve System. You can go through their reporting on inflation. You can go to any statistic that the government, they're all lies.
Liars figure and figures lie. Look,
that's right.
I can see no good reason at all for the price of crude to be hitting almost $60 a barrel.
That's a factor, of course, of a number of things. That's a factor, first of all, of speculation. You know, this is the market. They're playing the same kind of game with gold and silver. You know, these speculators, if you look at the trade on these things, you find out that there's a number of companies, not very large number of companies, a relatively small number of companies that are buying and selling these commodities and short selling them in all of this business. And it's just a farce. I mean, you know, based on if you, you know, oil is an issue, but based on gold, if you said, what is gold actually worth today versus the value of the dollar? You'd probably come close to $600.
So it's being kept artificially low.
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely.
But what I've seen happen in Europe, since there are countries, Italy making noises that, excuse me, we don't like the NWO over here and your financial plans for us, locking us into the. To the IMF and its favored nations, the people that deal in their fiat money system, the Italians are now saying, well, wait a minute, you know, the EU currency, we don't know. I think we want to go back to the lira. We're starting to see a disconnect here. And what I saw when the European Union, especially on gold, we got Republic Trading Group that's headed up by Robbie Noel, because I'm sick and tired of these charlatans out there charging you 40% over a spot on gold. I want to sell to people just for them to survive. But what the Europeans saw was, wait a minute here, England, we got word here that they don't want to convert over to the EU. They don't want to convert over to their currency, the common currency. Italy is making noise. So what did the Europeans respond? Sanely, they went out and started buying up their own gold. We were told by our NGE trading group that, wait a minute, just put the hold on anything European because there's nothing available. They're buying it all.
Well, you know, and of course, this is what I said and what you know very well, John, is that the entire markets are being manipulated by these plutocrats, these multi-billionaires. I mean, guys like George Soros and people like that, they're decimating markets, and they make a lot of money off of that. Gold is just one. Look at silver. I mean, silver is incredible. Now, let's look at something really, really interesting, and your listeners are going to love this. When the Federal Reserve System was set up in 1913, the essential gold and silver supply was turned over to the Federal Reserve System as the backing for the then-produced currency. Now, they produced gold and silver certificates in paper, and at that time, there were gold coins and silver coins. The silver coins went all the way up to a $1, and after a $1, you had a $5 gold coin, and then a 10, a 20, and a 50. So, as long as the currency was essentially based on gold, it was an honest currency. And then a change came. And the change came gradually, and it was finalized in the Nixon administration when at that infamous meeting in New Hampshire, my home state, in the White Mountains, far, far away from where anybody could see what was going on, the UN had a meeting, and it decided that it would be illegal for any currency to be tied to a hard asset.
And of course, that's when we stopped seeing silver certificates, gold certificates, and then eventually we had Roosevelt in power, who confiscated all the gold that was out there.
And now what are we faced with? No coin with any silver content. Even your pennies are just copper washed zinc now.
Oh, yes. And then what we see... Now, but think about this now. The Federal Reserve, right, got all this gold and silver. That gold and silver belonged to the people. Am I not right? We're right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So what happened to it? The Federal Reserve loans us money. Wait a minute. How can they loan us money when they have the money? What happened to the silver reserves? Well, they sold every single piece of silver that they had in reserve. They sold it. What happened to the money? I don't know. It's gone. So, you know, and then you have to start really thinking about things. What the hell's going on here? There's something strange going on here. 22.7% of all the taxes you pay goes to service the debt. That's a lot of money. So all you have to, it's very simple. Anybody can figure it out. All they have to do is look, how much taxes did I pay? What's 22% of that? And then divide it by 12, and you know what you're paying these bankers every month.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back. Take a break here, short segment, and we'll have the second hour with Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.
In 1789, Thomas Jefferson warned that the judiciary, if given too much power, might ruin our republic and destroy our rights. And he was right. He said that the new Constitution, I'm not talking about the Rockefeller-funded new Constitution, ironically, of 1976, pumped $10 million into it. And it mirrored the United States Constitution perfectly, except for one thing. They were no longer rights. They were granted as privileges. But he said the new Constitution, referring to the original, has secured these individual rights in the executive and legislative departments, but not in the judiciary. It should have been established trials by the people themselves, that is to say, by jury. He goes on to say in 1820, the judiciary of the United States is the subtle core of sappers and miners constantly working underground to undermine the foundations of our confederated fabric. In 1821, he said of the federal judiciary this, an irresponsible body, working like gravity by night and by day, gaining little today, a little tomorrow, and advancing its noiseless step like a thief over the field of jurisdiction until all shall be usurped from the states and the government of all be consolidated into one. When all government, in little as in great things, shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided of one government on another and will become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. And he finishes by saying the opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislative and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Judges should be withdrawn from the bench whose erroneous biases are leading us to dissolution. It may, indeed, injure them in fame or fortune, but it saves the republic. These are the guys that were on the ground floor of this great experiment here. And, Doctor, I always remind people that there is a reason why we ascended so fast. We literally carved an entire nation in a short span of a couple hundred years and built it from sea to shining sea. The richest, most powerful nation on the face of the earth. This didn't happen by accident. It was something that was shown to the rest of the world, and we comprised a constitution, yes, instituted by men, but guided by God, which all men are supposed to be unencumbered by government. They have the right to their own labors and to be rewarded by their own labors, unencumbered by government, not taxed out of your socks, dealing with an honest money supply, and we would still be on an upward 45-degree trend, but we couldn't have that in a globalist type of thinking framework. We can't have this.
Well, you know, to speak of globalism in a judiciary is very apropos at this time, because several justices in decisions reached in the last 2 years have cited international law as the basis for their conclusions on certain issues. This is absolutely uncalled for.
But they'll render decisions. Last year they rendered a decision on a man that petitioned the United States Supreme Court to allow him to use a motorized golf cart in tournament play because he was handicapped. On that, they'll rule on. Homeland Security, Patriot Act, they've already said they will not, absolutely not, hear any cases on it. This is the de facto law unseating constitutional or God-given individual rights to us all here in this country, and the Supreme Court of the United States will not hear the cases. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up. Dr. Adrian H. Krieg has been gracious to spend the next hour with us. We'll take your phone calls also at 800-313-9443. Your international shortwave listeners, 7466 on your dial.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.